Amazon's popular home assistant Echo, better known as Alexa, was a bestseller this Christmas. Now police in Bentonville, Arkansas hope Alexa can help solve a real-life whodunit. But Amazon is saying no to a warrant seeking electronic data in the form of audio recordings, transcribed records, text records from an Echo inside a home where a murder may have been committed.
When you buy one of these things, even if it's not on, it's on and it's listening.
Prosecutors say 32-year-old James Bates murdered his co-worker, Victor Collins, who was found strangled in Bates' hot tub. Bates, who called 911, pled not guilty. He's scheduled to go to trial next year. His attorney says Bates has nothing to hide, but this is an issue of privacy.
You should be able to do what you want in your home, and that is free from the view of public, the view of police.
Tonight, Amazon tells NBC News it will not release customer information without a valid and binding legal demand properly served on us. Amazon objects to overbroad and otherwise inappropriate demands as a matter of course. The prosecutor says this is about justice.
We have established probable cause and obtained a warrant from a judge to search this device the same way we would search a person's cell phone, we would search a person's home.
Tonight, a murder in Arkansas, igniting the debate over privacy inside the home and if what's heard there can be used against you.